Thank you. in the WVTF studio. It is Travis Brothership for Roots Down Session. Kyle, Eric, Ian, and Josh in here performing for us just after a huge storm blew through.
Yep.
You guys brought the storm, then you brought the storm inside with that music, man. That is amazing.
Yeah, man. Try and bring the heat right off the bat, I suppose.
Absolutely. Now, I am speaking right now with Kyle, one of the twin brothers who are the basis of the Travers Brothership. You guys been playing since being in utero, right? You was prenatal playing.
Yeah, man, since the very beginning, we started messing. I think my dad got me a plastic guitar and him like a crappy little drum set when we were around like 3 or something for Christmas. We used to bang on. I'm sure you couldn't get it in tune or anything, but I think that's when we started pretending to play music, watching the television. But pretty much straight out of the womb.
Did he regret doing that after a while?
I don't think so. He was a musician, so he always liked it. You know, he felt like he was kind of passing the torch to us. So we got lucky in that. I got a lot of friends that wanted to play, and their parents wouldn't let them. You know, can't have that ruckus in the house. But he let us make noise as often as we'd like.
And how long before you got some real instruments, got them in tune, and figured out that you could, play for people and be a band?
I guess we won our sixth grade talent show, and we were just 3-piece at that time. And that's right around the time we got real instruments and could actually get them in tune. But we met these guys in middle school on the school bus. And one day we just got off on their stop and got suspended from school for it, actually, because they don't let you do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get off wherever you like. And we started jamming at their house, Josh's house in his garage. And the rest is history.
So you guys have basically been together since middle school?
That's right, man. Yeah, we've been at it for a long time for some young men.
Been together forever. That's amazing.
That's right. It seems like forever and eternity.
and when you finally got out, started playing, and figured out you could make a living doing this, how long was that? How long you been on the road performing?
This band's been touring for about, depends on, how you, we started playing around town in our region about 6 years ago. But we didn't get really serious until about 2 or 3 years ago, where we decided, we're not going to have day jobs anymore and try and make a living out of it and stay on the road, about 150 shows a year, not counting the travel days and things. But yeah, I'd say it's about 2 or 3 years we got really serious, and you can really tell, if you look at the numbers and the traction, and if you look back into the musty history book of Travers Brothership, that's when we really started getting things going, started getting festival dates, and to be in beautiful studios like this.
150 dates a year, that's a lot of traveling. That's a lot of miles.
Sure is, man. I think I'm gonna have dark circles under my eyes, until I can retire and sit on the beach.
Well, you are definitely able to lay down a groove, that's for sure. And influences, who do you look to as your mentors in music?
Kind of too many to name. This is an interesting session for us in that this is actually the first Roots Down. This is the first time on the radio we will be doing all instrumental music, which is cool because we got to sing all the time. And, you guys don't want to hear my voice anyhow, unless I'm talking, hopefully. But, I don't know, all sorts of influences. As far as the music we're playing today, definitely Allman Brothers. And then there's, kind of that proggy jazz thing. Jeff Beck, kind of Blow by Blow, that last song reminds me of that record. Herbie Hancock, things like that. But, if you go into listening to our records, you also got, like, the Beatles in there. Jimi Hendrix, we grew up with the classics, Cream and Zeppelin and Hendrix and stuff. And, now we're getting into some of the more Americana-style things, like Jason Isbell and Lucas Nelson. It's really just everything that any of our parents, if they owned a cassette tape, we've listened to it, and it's somehow made its way into our music.
I was listening to some of your music and album that just you had the groove down, you know, track after track, and all of a sudden, bam, there's an acoustic guitar and fiddle. I'm like, where did this come from?
Boom, cowboy song. Yeah, that's it's Sweet Anna Lee is the name of that song. Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs my brother Eric has written. And, yeah, it's a cool story behind that one because we didn't know, I really liked the song, but we didn't know if it was us, you know, to put the word us in quotation marks for the listener. But we decided whatever we play is us, so we decided to go for it. And that's a cool one because we had our friend, one of the best fiddlers in the nation, I think, Nicky Sanders from the Steep Canyon Rangers is actually our guest on that one, and he's a tremendous fiddle player. Check them out if you haven't heard of them, if there's any bluegrass lovers that listen to this. Which you told me, you had a Bill Monroe's guy on the show.
Dang. Yeah, yeah. And you guys are out of Asheville, North Carolina.
That's right.
That's a bit of a music town, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I don't think you can really go anywhere downtown without hearing some kind of music.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in and doing this for us. I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us, man.
I'd like to hear a couple more tunes, if you don't mind. What do you want to do for us?
Cool. I think this next one, we're going to slow things down. And this is actually an unreleased Travers Brothership song. It's kind of like a new experimental kind of thing, a little more like R&B style instrumental. Definitely like lettuce influenced, but without horn section, obviously. But yeah, we're going to take a whack at that. It's called Egg in a Basket.
And it's
named after what our keyboardist Ian ate for breakfast every morning during his brief construction career.
All right.